The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, August 4th, 2013. And I'm a little out of breath. Climbing up a hill at the Tetons in Wyoming. So, let me just breathe while I walk here and take you with me. And as I do that, let's make those connections. So, to start with, let's connect with the divinity within. Just allow yourself to breathe in and let your old divinity expand up into all of your energies, your physical body, your emotional body, and your mental body. Allow it to fill your entire aura, your entire energy field. And flow on out into all your relationships. Bringing your own power from deep within, from your pure essence, into all of your relationships. And let's go on. Allow yourself to connect now down with our Mother Earth. Breathe in deeply, opening up the chakras in your feet or your root chakra, opening up the cells of your skin to just receive her love and support, allowing that to fill you fully on all levels, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Filling your entire aura and your energy field. And again, flowing on down into all the energy connections of all your relationships. And while you're at it, I'm just going to send you some of the energy from one of the beautiful plants that our Mother Earth offers us, which is sage, which I'm just smelling a ton of as I walk up to the shady spot here. Let yourself receive that as well. Well known by most people walking the path. That's something used to cleanse the energy field anyway. So we'll just do a little bit of cleansing here as we go. And since I'm here, my breathing should level out. Not be as distracting as it might be. All right, so just take that in, let it wash through. As you're receiving her love and support, give yourself permission to let go of whatever you can on whatever level you're ready to let go of it today. And we'll keep going now and open up to connect with the energy of our angels and guides, all of that support team that each of us has, always ready to serve us, always ready to aid us, that keeps telling me and lots of people I've worked with, you need to ask for help more. So we're asking now, we're opening to that. And just allow your own energy field to open to receive the love and support of all of your guides and angels, the ascended masters and other spiritual teachers that might be part of your team that you might work with. And just let yourself breathe that in. Receiving it through the heart chakra, through the crown, through the third eye, through whatever other pathways work best for you. And allow that to fill you physically, emotionally, and mentally. Allow it to flow throughout your energy field, filling your aura, and flowing on down into all of your relationships. And especially today, I would have you open up to the energy specifically of the Ascended Masters, whether you know them by name or not. Although many of them you would, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Mary, Saint Germain. Where I'm at here at the Tetons is one of their retreat centers. And so there is a tremendous amount of energy available all the time. But there are certain spots on the planet where it's easier to access these. And since I'm here and since we're connecting, I can be a portal for this energy to flow to you, perhaps even more directly or consciously than usual. So just let yourself breathe that in. Marvelous. And so let's go on and can connect now that much more fully in this community, the community of exposing the masters within of this program that we share, that we co-create together. And let yourself breathe into that. Open to the energy of this community, to the support of this community, and especially to that shared intention that we each have, that energy of the desire and the choice to move forward into empowerment. Because everyone has that option to make that choice, but not everyone is making it. And so by coming here to join with me, to join with all the others who are participating with us, that's stepping into it at a new level. And so allow yourself to open to that, to breathe that in, that support, and that energy of shared intention. Filling your physical, emotional, and mental levels. Filling your aura. Filling your energy field. And just so you know, there are lots of other people around here, so there may be some other voices that come in here today. Part of the expanded community. And so just allow yourself to breathe that in, filling your energy field and sending it on out, sending that support out into all of your relationships as well. And at this point then, we move out and expand to the connection with the entire community of light workers on the planet. Not just those who participate and co-create with us here on this program, but all of those who are choosing to walk that path toward empowerment, making the conscious choice day by day, moment by moment, to expand in their awareness and experience of their own divinity, and in the perception of divinity in others. And so again, we just open up to that, expand that, open to allow that to flow, that support, that co-creative energy into the physical, into the emotional, and into the mental levels, into the aura, and into the entire energy field and flowing on down into all of your relationships. And let's expand now to connect with all of humanity and that core piece that is shared by all of us, that core piece where each of us individually is still connected to our divinity, even though we may not have the awareness of it or the consciousness of it, but it's there. And choosing to open into perceiving those connections as fully as possible. That interconnectedness between all of us and between the planet and us, between nature and us, between animals and us. And we bring this forward because it's right in my face. Connection, this awareness, being out in nature like this, seeing and experiencing it directly is just miraculous. And it brings up a couple of things very specifically for me. One is how beneficial it can be and how powerful and how important, even. I don't want to put a judgment on it, but about how important it can be to just take that time to connect with nature in whatever small way. I mean, it's marvelous. I feel wonderful to be able to be here. I'm very blessed to be able to experience these mountains. But it's not necessary to come to a place like this to have this connection. And it's not necessarily something that everyone chooses to do on a regular basis, even if it's just connecting with a house plant or a bush out in the yard, giving yourself that opportunity to find that direct connection with the earth is like what we do at the beginning in opening up to that connection. It's a way to bring the connection with the earth to us in a more palpable, more direct way. And so that's the first thing I'm really being called to suggest and to offer here today, is that it's more and more important, I believe, for us to take that time, even if it's only 5 minutes or a few breaths, to really connect with nature in a regular way and open up to more directly feel that support, to more directly feel the interconnectedness. And in some ways, for me, the interconnectedness is the most important piece of feeling that support. It's feeling that what I do matters, not just for me, but
but for everything else. And in a paradoxical way, at least seemingly paradoxical for me, in this particular moment, the more I'm thinking about it, the more that energy is rippling out to others, rippling out to the earth, rippling out to community. And what it's me saying essentially is, I'm divine, I'm worth it. But the more I honor that, the more I experience that, the more that spreads out. And I see the divinity in the plants. I see the divinity in the earth, in the rocks, in the dirt, in the bugs, the animals, the plants, the food, everything. And as I see that level of divinity in these other things, it makes it that much easier for me and that much more automatic for me to be a caretaker. And what does that word mean? I mean, if we take it apart literally, it's taking care, which is, I would say, choosing with awareness. We spend so much time. It's so easy. I mean, it's unavoidable here looking at these mountains to see the majesty and the beauty of nature, but it's so easy to lose track of that sometimes and take it for granted. And that's the difference between caretaking and taking it for granted. Those are the polarities, the extremes, if you will. Caretaking, taking care of, that is the energy of being in the moment, being present with it. But not just present with it at the physical level, but present with it at the energetic, at that interconnected level. And so that's why for me it's so important. Even connecting with the weeds in the cracks in the sidewalk, that's nature. That's part of us. It's there for a reason. That plant has shown up for a reason. Even if we, in our choice about our relationship, decide to pull that weed, it showed up there for a reason of connection, if nothing else. Because the weed being there and us getting annoyed by it and choosing to take it out is us connecting with the world around us in a very specific, very present way. If you're not present when you're trying to pull weeds, you're not going to get the root. You're not going to get to the root. And that's, for me, an interesting analogy, sitting here right now, about the healing process, the empowerment process in general. If we are not being present with what's going on that's bothering us, if we're not allowing ourselves to go down into the root of it, well, then we're going to pull the top of it off. Or we're going to step on it. We're going to try to avoid it. We're going to suppress it. We're going to get it out of sight, out of mind, in that kind of energy. And it will be back later. It will have to poke its way back through. It will have to be that weed that comes around again that we then get to look at. And so it is of tremendous importance to me to choose to make these connections more frequently. Now, again, for those of you who know me or for those of you who listen regularly, you may know how much time I spend out on my porch. Now, it's kind of a paradox because I go out there and I'm 15 feet from a highway, essentially, not a highway, four-lane kind of thing, but a state highway that has a ton of traffic on it. And yet I go out there and connect with the huge maple tree that's in the yard and connect with the bush that has the red berries that I don't know the name of and connect with the birds that come to the feeder and the chipmunks that come up for the sunflower seeds and the squirrels now that have come up for the sunflower seeds or to climb in the feeder. And it's a time that has come to mean a lot to me. And I've done it more in this location, I think, than in any other place that I've lived, taking that time regularly through the day to just reconnect. And here we have a baby Western chipmunk coming out to coming out to visit. So you can take that in if that resonates for you or connects for you, that energy of the chipmunk, which to me is very much about the energy of the play and being present in the moment, etc. And that's part of this. It's not like what I'm suggesting here is about taking it seriously. It's about being more present with it. And that's the piece that matters. It's not that we need to take it more seriously. In many ways, we need to take it less seriously, or to take our other issues, our other problems less seriously, so that we can actually be present with what's underneath it. No matter what else is going on, you're still divine. No matter how bad it feels, you're still divine. No matter how bad something may be in your life, you're still divine. And you're still connected. And I'm still connected. And it's very easy to lose sight of that when we're in trigger zone, when the shit is hitting the fan, so to speak. And we get in that pattern of the victim. We get in that pattern of overwhelm. And it's really hard to remember in those energies, which is another part of why, for me, it is so important to make those connections with the earth, with nature, a regular part of our life, and to do it more and more consciously as we go through time. Because the more frequently we do it, the more, again, the brain research tells us what we do more frequently, we build stronger pathways. We build stronger matrices. And so it becomes easier to choose to do that even when we are triggered, even when the overwhelm is up, even when the negative energy is rising. I feel a bad moon rising, yes. Thank you, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And when we're feeling that, if we have this habit of connecting with nature, it's that much easier to move through when the negative comes up, because we don't get fully cut off from the connection. Or even if we are for a temporary time, the time it tends to be shorter because we do have this alternate pathway that says, you know what, I feel like crap. Maybe I need to just go lie in the yard. Maybe I need to go out and feed the ducks. Maybe I need to take a walk. Maybe I need to breathe in and smell some flowers or some sage or whatever else it might be. And this path of moving toward empowerment is about not just clearing out the old pain, that's necessary. Not just clearing out the old belief systems, that's necessary. Not just clearing out the old thought processes and recognizing the emotional patterns and moving those, changing them. Those are all necessary. But it's not just about moving that out. It's about creating what you're choosing to replace it with, what we are choosing individually and collectively to replace it with. And one of the teachings of the Master Jesus comes to mind at this point, which is the turning the other cheek. And as a child growing up, that seemed to be a really difficult thing to conceptualize. Now, my emotional patterns were so much trying to be the perfect child that I didn't really fight back as often as most kids would have. But conceptually, it didn't make any sense to me. But in this context, it's not just about letting someone get away with that. It's about recognizing that someone slaps you, someone punches you, someone hurts you, someone does something to you. It's not going to solve the problem to fight back, to fight fire with fire, so to speak. It's just going to make a bigger fire. And so for me, that has changed the context of that idea to, I need to choose something different other than the first response, which, well, in many ways, comes down to fight, flight, or freeze. And I don't know about you, I don't know which one of yours is the default. Freeze is actually the first response. That's the one that comes up first, deer in the headlights, that's freeze. And if that doesn't feel like that's going to work, then we tend to go toward flight. And if we can't get away from it, then we tend to turn and fight. And that's kind of what the pattern is energetically underneath at a very physical, visceral level of how we deal with things. And most of us are not living in circumstances where we are physically at risk, where our life is literally in danger by the circumstances that we're in, at least not very frequently. But we have taken that pattern into our emotional situations as well. And that's what this idea of reconceptualizing, turning the other cheek, turning in a different direction. If you turn the other cheek, what do? You see something different. You're not looking at what you were looking at when you got hit the first time. You are looking at something else. And you know what? Turn the other cheek doesn't say that you're actually going to get hit on the other cheek. Turn the other cheek, literally, it's just about pointing yourself, orienting yourself in a different direction that is not focused on that pain you just experienced. It's not focused on, well, I just got hit in this cheek. It's, all right, what can I do differently? How can I move this? How can I change this? How can I make a different choice? And so another piece of that might be, taken in this context, that if we got hit in the cheek just now, that's probably not the first time. It's probably a pattern. Unless you're a really small child, it's probably a pattern. And again, not necessarily just literally getting hit in the cheek, but, you know, if we're getting yelled at, it's probably not the first time. Or if we have someone who plays the silent card on us, gives us the silent treatment, whatever it is, whatever that negative thing might be that you're experiencing, it's probably not the first time. It's a pattern. And so, quite frankly, turning the other cheek and saying, all right, this is a pattern I'm in, that's recognizing I'm in the pattern. All right, well, don't hit that same cheek, hit this one. It's recognizing that it's not going to change immediately. That pattern of being hit, that pattern of being abused, that pattern of having our space invaded and our ability, our perception that we have an option to choose something different, it's not going to change completely in an instant. But turning the other cheek, opening up for that option, what is that? That's a conscious awareness of the pattern. That's a stepping into that awareness more fully and making a choice around it. And again, that is changing things. It's orienting you differently. If you turn your head from one side to the other, this says, good, my left cheek just got hit. I'm looking over at the right because of that. If I turn back, I'm looking almost in completely the opposite direction. And that gives me a different perspective. And that is a marvelous opportunity. But this is about seeing those connections, seeing that maybe it is unique. Maybe my cheek just got hit metaphorically in a new relationship. And yet if I'm paying attention, I can connect with what the pattern is that I carried into the relationship that has now manifested forward into me getting that kind of energy coming at me where I feel slapped. And that's the only way I'm going to change it. I'm not going to change it by fighting with the person who just slapped my cheek. I'm not going to be able to shift it just at that level. Yes, it's important, it's useful, it's beneficial to set new boundaries. And that's an important change that we can make. But it's not the only one. And it's not the core. That's pulling out the top of the weed, not the root. And so this is about getting to that root and looking at it more deeply and looking at it more fully. And so that's the piece that for me is the most important right here, that we need to look at and allow ourselves to not get caught in the surface, to not get caught in the action that just took place, because that action is part of a pattern. That action is part of our habits, our expectations, our beliefs, and giving ourselves the opportunity to really let that go. But we have to see it first. We have to acknowledge it first. We have to take that step very directly and turn it into a process. The other thing they were expecting was for me to fight back. Maybe they'll hit me, or maybe they will realize sooner what they just did. And maybe their remorse will kick up, or their guilt, or whatever. Who knows? But oftentimes, it's doing the unexpected that is going to have the greatest effect in changing a pattern. Because you're stepping outside of what's known, what's expected. You're stepping outside of that other person's pattern. If their pattern is to hit someone, literally, physically, or emotionally, whatever the metaphor might be, or that's their pattern. They do it expecting a certain response, and the response they are expecting is probably not, okay, here's my other cheek. And so not only are you stepping outside of the expected norm for you, you're stepping outside of the expected response or reaction that the other person is looking for. You're not giving them what they're looking for. Maybe it's triggering you, sure. But if you're not reacting the way they think you should, the way they are expecting you to, they are much more likely to be shocked into the moment more fully. Because in most cases, unless you have been abusive to them first, that pattern is going to be one that they've run over and over and over again. And so by you stepping outside of their expected response, their expected reaction that they're used to getting when they go into that place, suddenly they have to deal with something new. Now, it may freak them out. The reaction may not be any better in that new place than it was in the old place for them. But it also gives you an instant to make another choice. Okay, here, do this. Huh, all right, don't hit my other cheek. I'm just going to leave. It might give you that split second where you can make a different choice. Of saying, you know what, I really appreciate that you are upset right now, but that's not the way to deal with it. That's not the way to get my attention. That's not the way that I'm going to respond to you or react to you. And so I'm not going to escalate this with you. I'm not going to turn this into what you want it to be. I'm not going to fight with you. In fact, I'm going to just leave until you get this out of your system, whatever that might be. And so that shock, so to speak, of doing something unexpected, of turning the other cheek, is one way. Not the only way. But as we connect more in with the nature and the divinity under everything, and we make that a core pattern, a core habit for us, then when something happens that we don't like, it'll be much more likely to be the default that we come back to, where we do choose to connect in, where we do choose to be connected with what just happened to us, that slap on the cheek that hurt us in whatever way. We can be more present with it, so we're not looking at it just at the root, at the weed level, but we're going to go into the moment, connect with the earth, and in connecting with the earth, connect with everything, including that other person, and be much more likely to get to the root aspect of it, or a level of the root aspect that's deeper than what's sticking up above the surface. You know, for any of you who have tried to pull dandelion weeds, you know that no matter how tall that dandelion weed might be, there's at least as much underneath the ground as there is above. And that's true, I would say, on the healing path, on the path of self-awareness and self-empowerment, which to me are one and the same. Every bit of healing we do is a step on the path of empowerment. Every empowerment we do is healing. They are just two different terms for the same process. And I prefer empowerment to the word healing because it is about stepping towards something rather than stepping away from something. Even the word healing, which I definitely distinguish from curing, which is purely about symptoms. How I would use the term. Healing is definitely more in the context of coming into greater wholeness. But again, the way some people talk about healing, the way the mass consciousness is about healing, as opposed to those who are more consciously walking a path of empowerment, it still has that, I'm trying to fix something, rather than I'm stepping toward something. And so that brings me perhaps to the next piece of what I'd like to talk about here today. Let me just check the time here, since I'm not sitting in front of my computer. I don't have that clearly, all right? So I know I'm reoriented to how much time we have left here. This trip that I'm on started last week, went down to Miami, took a class, attended a class, a writing class, which is about me moving towards something, moving toward putting out my work in a different way. It's not that I've never written anything and offered it out, but it was me stepping in a direction as opposed to just running away from and going into my pattern of, well, I procrastinate. Oh, I'll get around to writing later, etc. It was me stepping toward that process. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing, certainly, but it was a six-month process, or maybe even a seven-month process. Wait a minute. No, I think it was January. So an eight-month process, almost, of manifesting this class, of going to take it and being able to pay for it, etc. And it was marvelous. It was very empowering because I was actively stepping toward this thing. I said, all right, it's time now. I knew it was time to move in that direction. And I understand the frustration of when you don't have a sense. I've felt this way a lot. If I don't have a sense of what's next, I don't know what direction there is for me to go in right now. And the way I look at it, when I don't know what direction to go, the direction to go in is always to do more healing, to clear out more of the old so that I can allow the new vision to come forward. But once the visions come forward, then it's about having the courage to step up to it. And so then coming along just a short time ago, I mean, I committed to take this class down in Florida in January. And it was within the last month, less than the last month, I think, that I committed to come here to attend this particular gathering. And this was about working with the Ascended Masters. And I knew when I stepped up and said yes to this, that it was going to help me ground in what I had done in Florida, that it was going to help me to magnify my ability to step into that energy of self-expression and open that out and move it forward and expand it. And that's been incredible to experience while I've been here. And so I want to encourage that in each of you. Now, for me, the Grand Teton Mountain Range in Wyoming, just south of Yellowstone, for those of you who don't know where this is one of my favorite places and most powerful places for me on the planet. And I was also blessed to be able to stop by one of my other favorite places on the way here, which was Crater Lake in southern Oregon. And to get those energetic connections, to get those energetic hits was just quite, quite powerful for me in helping to ground in what I had done down there in that work. And yet at the same time, it also brought up things that needed to move. I ended up with a sinus infection, ended up going through tremendous smoke out in Oregon, and that brought on a sinus infection physically. So moving that, working with that, I know that that's energy of old grief of not having expressed this, of not having been able to put myself out there in more direct and more empowered ways previously. And that's a shift, something I need to work with. And so I would encourage you to give yourself the opportunity to ask for that vision and be willing to step into the courage of moving there when it's the right time. And to use the connection with nature to help ground that be different. You have to make choices to change things. And it's quite interesting as we get closer to the end of our time here, more and more people are showing up on the top of this mountain and connecting into the energies of what we're doing here. And yeah, they're looking at the mountains over there, but they're connecting in with this. They're connecting with nature, and they may not be consciously paying attention to what I'm saying here, but they're certainly in the energetic field of this, of what we are doing here, of what we are co-creating. And that's another piece of this whole idea, this whole energy of interconnection, is that what I do, what you do, matters, and it does affect others. And they'll take it into the degree and in the way that works for them, but the opportunity is there, and the more we're willing to express, the more we're willing to share, the more we give others the opportunity to interact with us at a more real level. But at the core, going back, this is about us interacting with ourselves at that more real level, honoring what we're really desiring, choosing to move in that direction, honoring and opening up to the connection with the earth, honoring and opening up to the connection with nature, with the mountains, with the ocean, with the waters, with your pets, with your friends, and giving yourself that capacity to move more and more into the moment, more and more into the freedom to choose in the moment, no matter what comes at you, to be able to turn the other cheek, to try and see, to open to see a different perspective on it than what might automatically occur. So I would say it's time now to head toward the channeled piece. So just allow your breathing to deepen and I will do a little bit of toning here. I'm not going to do it perhaps as loudly as I would normally do. There are others around. I don't want to disturb them, but we'll let that come in and bring in whoever's going to choose to speak with us here today. So, first, we would invite you, each of you, to come and join us in the Tetons. Now, you do not need to do this physically, although many of you would find it quite enjoyable if you were to do so. But it is one of the retreat centers that we have, that we use to aid those of you who are choosing to step into empowerment. Those of you who are choosing to step into community, those of you who are choosing to step into connection, to aid you in that, holding your peace, awaiting your willingness to open more fully. And so, by all means, we would love to have you come here physically so you can get a physical sense of this space. For those of you who have already been here, you know to some degree what we are speaking of. But that is not the only way. We would say that we make this offer to you, that all you have to do is set the intention that you would like to come be with us, that you would be open to our aid, that you would be open to our support, that you would be open to us bringing you what you are ready for, what you might need to move forward on your path more consciously. And so breathe that in. It need not be any difficult thing. It need not be any ritualized thing. It can be just just your choice, but make it consciously and make it clear that you would choose that's when you're going to sleep. I would choose to go work with the Ascended Masters in the retreat at the Grand Tetons or whatever other location, whatever other energetic retreat would best serve me and what I need at this time. And breathe into that. We hear you. You're not going to get an answering machine or a voicemail. We hear you. And so you can allow yourself to step up into that. You can allow yourself to open into that. And we will bring you with us. We will connect with you. We will aid you in whatever way best suits you at this time. And so whether you can hear it through the phone or not, the first thing you want is the wind's rising here. The energies are rising. Your commitment, your choice makes that happen. Breathe that in. And take another couple of breaths, and if you will, whether it is to come here to join us, or whether it is to open to more aid from the angelic beings that you work with, or whether it is to open to more energy to support you in releasing that which no longer serves you, etc., whatever it is, take a moment right now, take a few breaths, and allow yourself to claim some of these other energies, some greater degree of support, because all of you certainly have much more room for asking for and opening for aid. And we, not just the Ascended Masters, but the spiritual hierarchies, the Galactic Federation, the energies of the Devas and the Nature Kingdoms, etc., we are here to support you, but we cannot do it for you. You need to ask. So just take a moment now. Take a few moments. Breathe into that. Set whatever intentions you would like to set for this moment or for tonight when you are sleeping, etc., to open to receiving that aid. And now just notice how that feels. Or how that felt. Just notice how it feels to ask. It may not be fully comfortable. And that's okay. That's okay if it's not fully comfortable, as was talked about already during this time. What you are seeking, if you're seeking empowerment, you're seeking change. If you're seeking change, you need to do something different. If you're doing something different, that is where discomfort comes in. It is that simple. That is the equation. So if this was a little uncomfortable for you, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because it is a sign that you're choosing to step outside of your primary patterns, ones that you are most comfortable with. Now, we would also offer you this here before we go. If you are willing, we would bring in energies that will support your healing, the releasing of whatever is most at the surface now, what you are most ready to let go of. And so, if you would choose that, step into that choice. Again, take a couple of breaths and allow yourself to open to receiving what we are offering. We will start that in 30 seconds or so, but breathe into your openness to receive and your choice to receive. Oh.
More empowerment in exposing the masses within.